We are awaiting a news conference at this hour to learn more about what happened late this afternoon near the World Trade Center in New York City. There are reports that at least six people are dead after a rented Home Depot van plowed down a bike path. Police say the driver of the van got out after hitting another vehicle, and he had what have been described as imitation firearms. The suspect was shot by NYPD and is now in custody. NPR's Joel Rose joins us from New York. Joel, is this being considered an act of terrorism at this point?
Well, as you say, Ari, it's very early on in this investigation. We're still, in fact, awaiting the first press briefing from the NYPD and the mayor of New York City in a few minutes. So, they are not calling it a terror-related investigation yet. The NYPD has put out just very limited information about the incident. We know where it happened. We know it was near the corner of West Street and Chambers Street in Lower Manhattan, a few blocks north of the World Trade Center. That's right near Stuyvesant High School. It's right near the Borough of Manhattan Community College. And what we know about the incident is that a vehicle left the roadway on West Street and entered the bike path or pedestrian path that's between West Street and the Hudson River and proceeded to hit several pedestrians as it proceeded through that bike path. And then the driver of the vehicle got out brandishing what the NYPD has called an imitation firearm and was shot by police, as you say, and is in custody.
Describe this area for us. I've been there before, and it's a heavily used bike and pedestrian path with a lot of foot and bicycle traffic that people use to get north and south down Manhattan.
That's right. On a sunny, clear, beautiful autumn day like today, it would be totally full of bicycles and pedestrians. It's a big tourist site, the World Trade Center, so you have a lot of people who are not from the region, but it's also an actual artery that cyclists and pedestrians use to get north and south. Beautiful views of the Hudson River and the World Trade Center site. It's a very heavily used corridor that I would say, thousands of riders probably use every day.
And while, as you say, it may be premature to call this a terrorist attack, we do know that ISIS-inspired attackers have used similar techniques, driving cars into crowds in places like Barcelona and Nice.
I think it's natural to think that this incident might bear some relationship to what we've seen in those places. Soft targets, right? It's a pedestrian and bike lane. But we're just going to have to wait for more information. We don't want to get ahead of the police and the mayor on that.
All right. That's NPR's Joel Rose speaking with us in New York. And, of course, we will bring you updates from that news conference that will be taking place shortly.